Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, I gotta tell you about this. That my grandfather, my dad's father, used to live with us. And funny, I mean, it was hilarious and some of the things, but he loved to cook everything in the pressure cooker. He loved to cook everything in a pressure cooker, and he was out there at this place that I'm talking about, and he was cooking collard greens. He was cooking collard greens and on the stove in a pressure cooker. And a pressure cooker, for those who don't know, probably it's not a microwave. It is a pot that you put water in, and you seal it so tight that air can't get out of it. And if it does, it comes out of a small little area, and it builds pressure up inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the old-fashioned microwave.
Yeah.
It was the first microwave. And so it's a bomb on your stove, basically.
Right.
That you're creating some hydrogen bomb, you know, some water bomb on your stove. And anyway, so he's cooking in the kitchen or whatever. We have these real high ceilings and these beams up real high. And all of a sudden we hear this kaboom!
Oh,
explosion that took place. And we come running, you know, in there to find out what's going on. Man, there was collard greens all over the place. There was greens in the ceiling, greens everywhere. And he didn't have before hairs on his head. He had greens on his head. There was greens everywhere.
Oh, no.
He tried to take a peek to see if the greens were done yet. And he opened the lid.
He opened the lid while I was on.
And it went kaboom. Oh, my goodness. That was so funny. You don't, when you're cooking in a pressure cooker, you just got to trust. You got to move by faith. I think it's done. You take it off. You take it over to the sink. You let cold water run over it until you got a peace with God. And then you open it. Because it's a bomb. It's literally a bomb. But I thought it was just, what's that?
Speaking of grandfathers, this is hilarious. Must be a grandfather thing with explosions. Wow. I remember my grandfather, he used to shave. And used
Your
to
grandfather
heat.
Shaved?
Yeah, he shaved. He shaved. But he used to shave with, he used to heat the can. I guess I don't use cans anymore, but I guess they still do. But the shaving cream can. And he would heat it up.
Yeah, we actually still use cans.
What do you
turns
out of?
What do you know?
I don't use shaving cream. I don't use shaving cream.
That's right. He's a dry shaver.
Oh.
Let's get back to the story. Come on.
You're so delicate. You're a delicate flower. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So he's heating up this can with his in hot water.
Right.
And I guess he's been doing this for years.
Hot shave. Well,
yeah, it's shaving cream, hot shave. Mm-hmm. The thing explodes. It can't explode.
Is it on the stove?
No, this was, I guess, in the sink in the bathroom somewhere. I don't know what he was doing. I was a kid.
Right.
I woke up and I thought it snowed inside the house. Right. There was shaving cream everywhere.
Yeah.
All over his face, all over his body. Picture. And his shocked look. Oh, it was hilarious.
Well, this is a grandfather that you used to mess with a lot.
Oh,
is that the one you did that thing to?
All those things too. Amazing. It's amazing that it boils on in water.
Yeah, right.
We were at each other with water guns. He'd chase me down and all kinds of stuff. We had some funny moments.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.